Zohar, Parshas Bullock, day 6. Parshas. An excerpt from Parshas Vayakel 203a. Vachazi, come and see. In Revelation, Is Yamim Visamim. There's different types of days. There are days and there are days. You may call the days of the week. When it was said, Vilan Kaiman the Bar La'amin. And they stand outside for the nations. It's a time when the holiness is hidden and things seem to be mundane, run of the mill, average. And that is the general connection that nations have to Hashem, where it's not so direct, it's not so shining, it's not so revealed. Yemei Shabbos, the days of the Sabbath. Dina Yemei Shavua, so the days of the week. Kaim in Israel, they stand for Israel. Which means that we have the Shabbos, which is holy, and it shines Hashem's divinity openly. It shines Hashem's love and mercy in an open, revealed way. And furthermore, we connect the days of the week to the Shabbos. So we say today is the first day of the Shabbos, the second day of the Shabbos, third day of Shabbos. We're drawing the life force of each day from the Shabbos, so we can also draw holiness into the week. That's what it says, Zochor es Yom HaShabbos, the Kachor, remember the Shabbos to sanctify it. The rabbi that explains, Zochor mi'echad mi'Shabbos, remember it from the first day in the week. So when the Shabbos leaves and the week sets in, remember Shabbos and draw it and sanctify it, explain put the lachas. Every day of the week, a special drawing connection to Shabbos, own pipeline. Like six chords, six lines drawing from one middle point. To that, they're all also holy. Katsal kahai nekuda, and when this point ascends, the point of Shabbos, kula is ganes. All is buried, like inside of it. Yisalkan arises, Malchus arises out of the Kripos and out of the lower worlds into Atzilus. Yisalkan arises all furthermore up in Atzilus. The cave in Yisalkan, once it ascends, is called Shabbos, it's called Shabbos. Sanctified cessation of negative energies. Now Shabbos, what is Shabbos? Itame begin Shvisa, if you say because of cessation. If Siv is written Kivo Shavas, because the army rested, you also, it's fitting. But it's deeper than that. Raza Demila was secret of the issue, Kivan the Salka High Nakuda. Once this point of the Malchus ascends and Hora Nora and the light shines because it's included completely in Silas and good. Kedin Mis Atra Ihibi Avin, then it is crowned with the fathers, with the lights of Chesed Gevurah Tiferes of Atzilus, shining into Malchus of Atzilus. Kivin the Misatra Ihibi Avin, once it's crowned with the light of the Avos, Chesed Gevurah Tiferes. Kedin is Chabris, is Achdis Behu, then it is attached and united with them, the Mechti Behu, Mehavichad to be one. Malchus goes up to that place and assumes those high levels, those high lights. We create Kula Shabbos, called all Shabbos. What is that Shabbos? The word Shabbos can be divided Shinbas. Shin plus Bas. Shin, what Moshim explained, Raza de Tlas Avin, the secret of the three fathers, was the Shin is written with three lines coming out of it. So in the light of the three fathers, right, left, middle dynamic of Chesed Gevurah Tiferes, middle triad of the spheres, Miss Achten, the Bas Yechid, united with the singular daughter, which is the Malchus, that goes up to their level. E Miss Atribu, and it is crowned in them, their surrounding lights. So it goes up very high, which means that from the Malchus, our perception of Hashem's kingship in this world, we're able to see a direct revelation of divine attributes above. It's like prophecy. Experience it and feel it. Bina and Baal Madasi, they're in the world to come. They go up to Bina. So it's a very, very high connection. Everything is bumped up. Kula Ihu Chad, it's all one. All the spheres benefit from the light of all the other ones. Vado Ihu Shin Bas, and this is what Shabbos is. Shin, which is three heads plus Bas. Mahavi Kula Chad, to be all one, including Hashem's oneness. Viteiman, if you'll say, Shabbos HaGodol, Vihu La'il, Shabbos is great and is above. Amayikri Shabbos, why is it called Shabbos? Vada Yahu, a certain this is the way it is, that it's great, Raza Demila, secret of the issue, the whole Esser, in every place, Nekuda, the Ihi Ikara, the whole Aina, the point that it is the main part of the whole eye, Ikri Bas, it's called the Bas, like this Bas eye in the retina. But Omar, as it says, Shemeni, Kishon Asain, guard me, like the Ishon, like the retina. Begin the Ihi Ikara, the whole Aina, because the main part of the whole eye, Ikri Bas, is called like the daughter, and is referring to that on Shabbos it says, Ru'u, Hashem Nasen Lechem Shabbos, as Rabbi Nachman points out, that Shabbos opens, is the eye opener to see, gives the ability to see and gaze divinity. Inside, it opens up the third eye to see in the spiritual worlds and up the physical eye to recognize Hashem's presence from even the physical world, see the divine names and everything. That the whole world is filled with His divinity. So this experiential connection with Hashem, which is called like seeing, is opened up to the power of Shabbos, and it comes about, so it tells us the revelation because Malchus goes up out of the lower worlds and ascends into Atzilus and there unites with the divine attributes, receives these high lights, so it's given up over to us his connection to feel and experience Hashem in everything. Through the three meals, the draw from the three fathers, it's opened up all the more, the light all the way up to the Keser. The light is in Keser. Feel Hashem's presence from all the spheres, from all angles, from all parts. See, it's all just Hashem Echad. It's all just Hashem. It's one. Everything included is infinite light. That's why we sing songs on Shabbos, the song of the world to come. It shines in the heart, awakening the soul to a tremendous vacuous rapture, feeling Hashem, loving Hashem, experiencing the light of the world to come.